Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Been a brew pub since 92, the very first one. It's a long time. So, I mean, there's just a lot of history with the building itself and even the brew house itself. It's a very old kind of system and it has its own idiosyncrasies to it.
You talk about history, and first of all, I had no idea that Monk's made beer and cheese in like the same equipment. I had no idea. I learned that when I was researching for this. I didn't know you guys did it too.
Yeah.
So can you just kind of tell me, like, first of all, how that works? And I mean, the most obvious question is, why?
I guess the first thing was, Traffic Jam is actually the smallest licensed dairy in the entire state. So I'm actually the first brewer in probably about 15 years to do the cheese and the beer together.
So you brought that back?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Y'all have a range. I mean, you talk about like the Grand Theft Pils all the way to the Java Porter. Does it make it harder for you guys? Is it more involved to brew? And some people don't brew in such a wide range. But I mean, that runs the spectrum of flavor on your tongue.
Big part of that when coming up with varieties of beer is definitely seasonal. I would say the biggest hurdle here is the number of taps that we have. I'd like to keep a wide variety on because, you know, I only have 5 taps.
When you're standing there, wherever it is that you decide what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, what are you thinking about?
I want to make the best example of the style possible. That's a huge thing for me in my personal beliefs of being a brewer is you need to know how to make beer to style. And if you can't make beer to style, then you can't put, you know, all the crazy stuff in beer that people love.
You guys have, over the brewery, you have an observation balcony. I mean, I think that's super interesting. What's it like to open up some of that process? Because not that there would be secrets, but I mean, I don't think a lot of people are opening up their brewery and saying, hey, come take a look.
Yeah, if anything, it's a little scary because it catches me off guard and then I look up and there's people just staring
at
me. Yeah, I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, guys? Like, I didn't see you over there. But yeah, it's very fun. People get to look in and kind of see a little bit of the process.
Well, and I think one of the things that we see so much today, everything is farm to table. People wanted to have that direct connection to the things that they're consuming. So I think it's important for you guys to do that because it helps people understand what they're drinking and why.
The thing that I like to tell people that's really important about brew pubs is that brew pubs, they don't distribute. So the beer's not sitting on a shelf. It's not sitting in a distribution warehouse. It's not sitting in another warehouse. It's not sitting in a grocery store. It's going from my tank into your mouth the same day.
Wheeled across the building.
Yeah. So you're not going to get beer fresher than in a brew pub.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.